Bernie Moreno is looking out for himself, not us. Moreno is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Moreno has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AskMe People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
I was not devastated after Liverpool. Now I am not celebrating. We're on a journey and we will see where we are in May. Those are the words of Erik ten Hag. After Manchester United beat Barnsley 7-0, their biggest ever win in the League Cup on Tuesday night. That was United's performance as pretty comprehensive as I've seen under Erik ten Hag. And obviously, since I did my last podcast, this is the promised land, by the way, with me, Scott Saunders. United have won two games in a row, scored 10 goals and conceded zero. They beat Southampton 3-0 at the weekend in the Premier League as well. Like I say, this is the first time I've had the chance to speak to you guys since. And don't get too high, don't get too low. Those are seemingly, those are the words of, or what Erik ten Hag's message is after those two wins. Now, obviously, I'm very, very aware that United should be beating Southampton and should be beating Barnsley comprehensively. And that is the minimum expectation. But that doesn't mean that we can't take things from the performances and learn a few things about what is happening in a positive sense for Manchester United for once, rather than talking about negatives. There will be bigger, much more difficult tests to come. But the important thing is that I think we are starting to see, and for most of the season, I will say as well, actually, we're starting to see some tendencies and some habits in the style of play, which seem to be an identity. So, I'll talk about that briefly today. I'll talk about a few things like Marcus Rashford, what we're seeing in United's performances at the moment to suggest that there are patterns and habits that are being worked on and coming out in competitive matches. A nice few days, actually. Now, obviously, it's very, very important to not get too high, not get too low. And it's only Barnsley. It's only Southampton. I'm sure if you were tweeting about this game or the Southampton game at the weekend, somebody was in your Twitter replies, if you use Twitter, saying, it's only Barnsley, or it's only Southampton. Well, you know, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Say everything's crap just because, you know, United are beating teams they should be beating? No. Let's look into some things that are positive and let's hope that United can start translating these decent patterns into future matches against more difficult opposition, obviously. And we'll start to see whether Ten Hag and his coaching team can progress this game model and this style of play that we've all been yearning for a while, and there will be results to come with it. Like I say, I'm Scott from the Promised Land podcast. Please subscribe to the show on Spotify and Apple for audio. And please subscribe on YouTube as well, the Promised Land of Man United podcast. Subscribe to the channel, like the video, drop a comment as well, and give me a follow on all the social medias at @_ScottSaunders on Instagram. Please give me a follow there, in particular TikTok and X as well, where I do most of my rambling is on X. But look, it's a good few days, but let's not get too carried away, obviously. But it is a good few days with some positives to come out of this. Like Also, I just wanted to say this for a future show I'm planning to do. Please drop me questions. I'd like to do a mailbox or mailbag episode. I'll look at comments on past shows and I'll try and reference them. All the feedback I'm getting, whether that be on Twitter or whatever, please get your comments in or your questions if you have any, so I can talk to you guys and talk through what I'm seeing, and hopefully we can all move forward together. But yeah, let me know if there's anything you'd like me to address on the podcast in a future episode, maybe next week or something like that. United play Crystal Palace on Saturday evening next up, who have not started the season brilliantly. But obviously, it's a difficult game. United lost 4-0 there last season. And the challenge is for United to continue doing what they're doing in more difficult matches and for a sustained period of time. I said on my last podcast, just before the Southampton game, that we had 7 games coming up, which were really difficult. Some were really difficult. We got Aston Villa to come, Tottenham to come as well. Palace, obviously, I just mentioned United lost 4-0 last season. So, you know, there will be some difficult places to go and some difficult matches to win. But what we want to see is progress. And we want to see progress in the style of play. We want to see progress in the habits on the pitch. We want to see progress, especially in the results. And you can't really ask for more than what United have brought in the last 4 or 5 days or so, minus a ropey 30 minutes against Southampton, albeit you can maybe suggest that with players having travelled around the world, in Matt Mulugati's case and, you know, Garnacho's case, or being on international duty or whatever, maybe it can take you a little bit of time to settle into a 12:30 on a Saturday against Southampton. But United did recover in that game and essentially blew Southampton away for 60 minutes after a missed penalty. Good save by Andre Onana. But obviously, the Barnsley game was domination from start to finish. And that is exactly what we should be expecting and what we should be getting. But just remember, in the Barnsley case, how many times United have played lower league opposition in the Cups over the past few years, and they've made a real struggle out of it. Remember that Middlesbrough, was it? Where United lost at Old Trafford. There's the Duncan Watt Mahambo, wasn't it? I think it was, yeah. Less of that, more of this is what we want to see. So what I'm going to do today, talk about a few things. Marcus Rashford, the stylistic things I'm seeing. Manuel Ugarte's played 2 matches as well, and we'll talk about how he's fitting in. And then just a simple, like, who should start? Because hopefully United are going to steer clear of injuries. All of the injury issues from the Southampton game on Saturday just seemed like cramp. And obviously, Licha Martinez seems to be okay. Mazraoui and De Ligt played against Southampton. Fingers crossed, United's players can stay fit and the players that are injured at the moment can get back as soon as possible when they're ready. Luke Shaw and Rasmus Højlund, hopefully soon to be reintroduced to the action. But I did want to start with Marcus Rashford because obviously, we know he had such a bad season last season. Has done a lot of... he did that interview, didn't he, last season with the Players' Tribune, where he said, essentially, back me. And it's been difficult to, you know, really see how Rashford gets out of this, the slump that he's been in, but we all want him to. We all want him to. And it just really looks like a confidence issue. So we saw last season that Marcus Rashford has somehow moved away from his 30-odd goal season the season before in Erik ten Hag's first season. And United suffered a few times. And gradually, Marcus Rashford seemed to lose his confidence and he plays really well on instinct, Marcus Rashford. When he doesn't think about things, when he just expresses himself in a sense. And I think what we saw against Southampton was maybe two sides of Marcus Rashford. The side of Marcus Rashford which looked lacking in confidence. And then all of a sudden, he scores a goal. And what you see then is just this weight lifted off his shoulders. And I think the big thing for me there was in the second half against Southampton, Rashford, after he'd scored, got a hold of the ball from about 25 yards out on the left side of the box, took a touch and just had a shot. And how that was so stark to me, you know, it was it was so stark, the difference between Rashford just a few minutes earlier and then, because I've seen a lot of Marcus Rashford, especially last season, where he was lacking in confidence and he was feeling the weight of the world on his shoulders, and he would pick up the ball and he would think about what he was doing. He would try and beat a man. Even earlier in the season, I think the game against Liverpool, where he was carrying the ball and he turned backwards. That kind of habit where he's just not feeling, or didn't seem to be feeling like confident in himself. And that reflects in what he does on the pitch. But the goal that he scored against Southampton seems to have lifted a bunch of pressure off his shoulders. Hopefully, anyway, we are, again, context. We are talking Barnsley and Southampton here. But just the habits that I'm seeing out of Marcus Rashford at the moment in the last 90-odd minutes of his gameplay. He was substituted, obviously, against Barnsley to be ready for the next game. What we're seeing is, hopefully, Marcus Rashford with his confidence back. And that did carry through, obviously, to the Barnsley game. And Marcus Rashford scored 2 goals, opened the scoring against Barnsley. And that, again, seems to me that to indicate that Marcus Rashford seemed to have got his confidence back. He'd pick up the ball, and the first goal came about through him picking up the ball, driving at a defender, popping inside of him with a nice, easy finish. And then the second goal was a finish with his weak foot after some good high pressing, you know, and forcing pressure on the opponent. So Marcus Rashford is looking more confident, and hopefully he's turned a corner. Hopefully he's turned a corner and we can start seeing the kind of Marcus Rashford, the good kind of Marcus Rashford, in his performances over the next few weeks, because it's hopefully something's turned for him, and hopefully he can continue in the same vein as he's been playing, because we all want to see Marcus Rashford really, really, really excel. He's 26 now. I think he's going to turn 27 at the end of October, I want to say, if I remember when his birthday is rightly. But now is the time that Marcus Rashford and United's players have got to be stepping up and got to be delivering, because simply we can't tolerate last season again. That cannot be a thing. And if you're not going to perform, then obviously your future is going to be at risk. And I said a few weeks ago, if he doesn't start performing, then there might be a time where down the line where United have to seriously consider their options. And that's not just on Marcus Rashford. That's on every single player in this squad. You need to be delivering to a high level, but United need to create the conditions within their club for these players to excel. And I think what we've seen since the start of the international break, or since the end of the international break, sorry, is a bit more freshness, a little bit more confidence, and patterns of play which are starting to emerge with more success. Because I do think in the first few weeks of the season, even in the defeats to Brighton and Liverpool, there were some patterns which you can see developing in the Man United's play. And Diogo Dalo did an interview just before the Southampton game where he said essentially that the atmosphere, I'm paraphrasing here, but the atmosphere within the club was really good. He feels a marked change since last season. There's a difference in how they're approaching things, and it's not necessarily reflected in the results that United have been getting. So it's good to see that United have turned a corner a little bit, but obviously there's going to be more difficult challenges to come. And the challenge will be to continue applying with the same amount of success the principles that they've been applying in the last 2 games against more difficult opposition. But it's good to see Marcus Rashford, who's been back among the goals, and hopefully we can start to see Marcus Rashford get among the goals more consistently. But we are seeing stylistic changes for me. I think that there are some things which I'm seeing applied more frequently within matches now, which we were seeing only in like 20-minute patches through last season. It seems like they're more sustained. It seems like a style of play is coming through. I feel like, because every time I say this, I have to caveat it with the opposition that United have been playing, just because
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Somebody is probably going to drop in the comments and say it was only Southampton and Barnsley. Like, I'm fully, fully aware of that. But you can only play what's in front of you. And the simple fact is that United just need to be brushing teams aside that they're much better than without any issues and with a consistent style of play. So what are we seeing? Now, let me know in the comments or on Twitter. Let me know what you think that you're seeing, because I've just picked out a few things from... specifically from the Barnsley game, but in a lot of matches this season where Erik ten Hag is questioned about the game model quite frequently and it's questioned about the style of play and has been for 2 years or so. I've maintained for a while, even back through last season, there are patches within matches where I can see a style of play starting to come through. It's just United haven't been able to sustain it. But what am I seeing so far? Successful interceptions and quick transitions turn into goals and quick attack and interchanges, one-touch attacks, and this kind of thing. I think that's more of the style that I think United and Erik ten Hag are trying to extract out of the team. So there are actually four examples in the Barnsley game of that happening. And all of them were probably when Barnsley tired out because they were trying to... they're trying to press United at times, and United are just... obviously, the level of the player is just so much bigger and better that I think Barnsley ended up tiring out a bit. But I've got notes here from the... for the 4-0 goal came from a Manuel Ugarte pressure. A 5-0 goal came from a mistake or a misplaced pass in Barnsley's own third, which came about through Manuel Ugarte. He didn't really get too close to the player, but the fact that that player knew that Manuel Ugarte was coming forced him into a mistake. United were not letting them rest. The sixth goal came from Casemiro and Bruno Fernandes being among a cluster of players in their own third who pounced on an opposition player, won the ball back, United go down the other end and score. The seventh goal, Nusair Mazraoui pressing on the touchline, essentially, with a player with his back to him. Ugarte gets involved and gets in there, wins the ball back. Nice little interchange with Antony. Nice little 1-2s with Bruno Fernandes, Joshua Zirkzee. One-touch passes, which ends up at the feet of Christian Eriksen, who puts the ball away really nicely. And all of this, I think, is what we need to see more of from Manchester United. Quick attacks, quick interchanges, successful interceptions, and quick transitions. I think that is what Ten Hag has been talking about for a while, and we've seen... like I say, I think we've seen it in patches, but not often enough. And that makes it really difficult to identify what United's style of play is. But I've seen it in patches over Ten Hag's reign, but not consistently enough to be able to come away from any of those matches with any credit, because United have often done it for a very, very short time. And then it's not really been all that recognizable because they don't sustain it for long enough. But even in the Brighton and Liverpool games this season, which United have lost, there were some, in this sense, transitions, interceptions, interchanges, some moments where you can recognize that that was happening. So maybe there is something coming through. And Manuel Ugarte's addition will only add to that. I've mentioned him twice in the lead up to the fourth goal and the fifth goal. His energy, his ability to go and win the ball high up, his ability to chase players around and win the ball back, his ability to intercept passes is why Man United have gone and bought him. He seems like he can run for days. And like, while I don't think his debut was perfect by any means, his first start was perfect by any means. I think I counted at least five fouls that he made against Barnsley. I'm surprised. I was actually quite surprised he didn't pick up a booking because of repetitive fouls. But he will add something in that midfield. And I hope that we can get him up to speed as quick as possible, because United simply require that kind of energy in the midfield if they're to play the way that they want to play with the game model that they're trying to build. I think that's what the game model is. All of this stuff. I'll repeat it again. Successful interceptions, quick transitions, quick attack and interchanges and one-touch attacks to kind of cut through teams. United have been doing that quite frequently. And I will again caveat that. It's like the fifth time in about 18 minutes that they've said this. Yes, it was Southampton, and yes, it was Barnsley, but we need to see it more frequently and against better opposition before we can get carried away with anything, because don't get too high, don't get too low. Obviously, Johnny Ball, Johnny B, 007, quote tweeted one of Ten Hag's post-match quotes, which I opened the show with. I was not devastated after Liverpool, now I'm not celebrating. We're on a journey, we'll see where we are in May. That is essentially, as the late, great Rob Ranchek coined, don't get too high, don't get too low. And that is what I'm trying to get across here. But it's, you can talk about positives that you are seeing. All in the context of, yeah, that might not mean that United are perfect, but at least I can see something and see where we're going. We're on a journey, is what Erik ten Hag said. And that's important to remember. There will be some lows. There will be hopefully some highs as well along the way. But it is a long season, and United have to apply what they're doing now more consistently for the sake of the manager, for the sake of the players on the pitch. But it's been a good few days, and I'm seeing that, obviously, Alejandro Garnacho, goals and assists last night, really promising, got a goal against Southampton in the 90th minute as well. And I'm seeing now demands that Garnacho should start, and maybe he should, but the very fact that we're in a position where most people will say Amad Diallo has to start on the right wing. I'm sure that what Ten Hag will do at the weekend is probably start Rashford left, Amad Diallo right, and Garnacho will probably come off the bench again, even though Garnacho is pushing for a place. Maybe that'll happen, maybe it won't. But like, the positive here is people might shout for Garnacho to start, but where does he go? You could argue that he should start ahead of Marcus Rashford, but Ten Hag's patience with Marcus Rashford in that position has ultimately yielded Marcus Rashford with three goals in the last two games. And it seems like Rashford's, as I mentioned earlier, dropped his shoulders, puffed out his chest, and he's got his confidence back. So when you're in that point, do you really want to go and drop Marcus Rashford as a reward for him? You know, maybe you set him back a level or two. But that's a good problem to have. Let's just say that's a good problem to have. Three players on the wings who probably could be starters at any given point. But like Ten Hag says, United are going into a period now where they play probably a game every 3 or 4 days. And the rotation is an absolute must. It's so necessary for him to do in order to keep all of his players fresh. I think there were times maybe in Ten Hag's first season where he was trying to get across a game model and an identity that he talks about rhythms a lot. He talks about patterns. He talks about habits. Now he's had more time. He's had 2 years plus in order to work with these players. Maybe he feels like he's at a point now where more of them understand what's required. And obviously he's bringing more players in, which will fit his style as well. And likes of Mazraoui and De Ligt, a very, very safe in the knowledge of how they want to play because they played for Ten Hag at Ajax in the past. Obviously, there's different. There's a few changes that will need to be made along the way, but like they're pretty much up to speed with what he wants already. I don't think it should be a time where we're saying this player should start over this player, this player should start over this player, it, on the wings especially, because I think United are going to need a squad of players who are fit, fresh, able to adapt, be up to speed, because that's just what football is nowadays. And I saw some comments about Ten Hag bringing Bruno Fernandes on for 30 minutes last night. Yeah, I get the fact that people might want to see Bruno Fernandes completely rested, but I'm sure Bruno Fernandes was on the bench saying, I want to get in there. And this is a guy who just is essentially an ever-present for United, who's the captain. So let's just stop moaning. Let's just stop moaning. If it feels like Bruno Fernandes needs a run out or wants a run out, then maybe it's the right decision because other players will need to come off and conserve their energy for the matches to come. And all of these players are going to have to be interchangeable. There'll be some games where, you know, Anthony starts and all of these players will just need to be, their minutes will need to be managed. And if there was anybody in need of a rest last night, I think it would be Kobbie Mainoo, because I think Kobbie Mainoo is maybe one player that we've not seen the best of so far this season. I don't want to, like, you know, say essentially bad things here, but Kobbie is 18, 19 years old and probably needs to be taken out of the firing line. So I understand why he was left on the bench, but he'll come back into the team, I'm sure, for the Crystal Palace game. And I just wanted to underline this, really. We're saying that this is pretty... It's been an encouraging few days. So two games of utter domination minus the first 30 minutes against Southampton. Very important, but don't celebrate it too much and don't get devastated when United lose, per Erik ten Hag's words. I'll keep this one nice and short for you and be back after the Palace game, which comes up at the weekend. United go to Selhurst Park on Saturday evening, hoping that they can continue the momentum that they have started to build. And let's hope that they do start climbing the table and start building that momentum that I was just talking about. But yeah, look, it's nice to be able to come on and not have to moan about, you know, bad things that we're seeing, but all in the context of, like, yes, I'm very, very aware that United have played Barnsley and Southampton over the last few days and they've scored 10 and conceded 0. That doesn't necessarily mean that United are perfect or back or whatever, but it's nice to just be safe in the knowledge that we're starting to see some patterns which are developing, which hopefully United can develop on and translate into games to come, which are more challenging and more difficult to come through. If United can win in that style in those games, then fantastic. And it's a journey, like we say. But yeah, get in touch with me on social media at @_ScottSaunders on X, TikTok. And if you can do it on TikTok, X, Instagram, and TikTok. Please drop me a follow on Instagram if you've not done so already as well. Subscribe to the channel on Apple and Spotify, the Promise and a Manchester United podcast, and on YouTube as well. Please drop me a comment for any future shows, because I'd like to go through your comments and essentially do a mailbag show, probably at some point next week after the Palace game. But let me know your thoughts. Let me know if you're happy with what you're seeing at the moment. What are your concerns? And I'll run through where I can. But yeah, subscribe on YouTube as well. Drop a comment. Like the video and subscribe to the channel. And I'll see you soon in the next one, guys. But like, just for now, don't get too high. Don't get too low. I think that's the most important thing. But it's just nice to see that United are winning a couple of games in a row with stylistic changes. Just going to say, I think there are some things which are starting to come through in the performance, which we can take encouragement from, but let's not get too carried away. But just enjoy the moment, and we'll hope that United can continue in this vein. Until next time, this has been the Promise Land podcast with me, Scott Saunders, and I'll see you soon in the next one.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for Black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Marino is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.